Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The church membership class has been deferred or canceled now until the first Sunday in August, when it will resume. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the Scriptures for the answer to the question, why is the Bible the Christian authority? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation, now in chapter 5. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Well, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 178, The Bible Stands. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 176, Break thou the bread of life.
Remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you and we praise your name because you have redeemed us and you have forgiven us and you have given us life and life eternal. We thank you, Father, for the blessedness of knowing this and more than that, for the blessedness of believing. And so, Father, as a body of believers, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so we pray this morning that this service will be pleasing unto thee and will be a helpful service to all of us who are your children. Bless our congregation here in our building, the extended congregation which runs from New York all the way to Korea and all the way to Texas. Father, thank you for the internet, who give us the blessing to be everywhere. Thank you for the radio ministry, who reaches all the way from the Salinas area, all the way up to San Jose. Thank you, Father, that you allow us to be in many homes and in many places, especially with people that cannot go out. And then, Lord, we pray for each one of us, for our health, for our wonderful body that you have given us. We pray that you touch it in a very special way so that we can serve you with energy. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And Brother Joe Plica, 2 days ago, was in the hospital with his heart trouble. And after the process of good doctors, here we have him with us. And we thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your healing power. Thank you for those doctors and for the hospitals in America who still have the ability to take care of our life in a very mighty way. Lord, we remember that as a church body have missionaries. We pray for each one of them, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, and Joe and Diane Avila. And for those missionaries who are in America, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Harold Lewis, and the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to help and to provide for them in a very small way, but provide for each one of them so that the ministry can be done. And Lord, bless Danny as he needs, he's serving you today on the race, and tomorrow is flying home. Thank you for having my daughter here and my granddaughters. And Lord, it is a pleasure each time that the family get together. Now, Father, you have been providing for us for 26 years. Sunday after Sunday, your people love you and they give with love. And so once again, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the third epistle of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1334. We will be reading 3 John, verses 1 through 14. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 3 John, verses 1 through 14. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins and judgment, and that you have revealed yourself to us through him. We thank you for the scriptures, that through them we know the truth, and we are aided by your mercy by the Holy Spirit. Help us to practice and walk in the truth every day of our lives, we pray. Thank you for our teachers who are careful to teach truth according to your word. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to expound the truths of your word. Help us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD to understand and practice the truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.